City staff say all-way stop signs are not needed at Barrie's intersection of Penetanguishene and Indian Arrow Roads. Count. Claire Rietma, who represents this area, asked for a three-way stop there to slow traffic on Penetanguishene in the semi-rural part of Barrie's East End. We need to do more to slow traffic down. More stop signs are a way to slow traffic down, he said. However, city staff use the Ontario Traffic Manual, OTM, which permits stop signs only when traffic volumes are high and does not address speed concerns. Rietma says speeding is an issue everywhere in Barrie, but especially in Ward 1, and that traffic concerns and pedestrian safety issues are frequent on Penetanguishene, Steele Street, at Grove and Johnson Streets, and at Grove and Duckworth Streets, to name a few. We clearly need to do more to improve traffic, cyclist and pedestrian safety, he said. Most of our streets are designed to move cars as quickly as possible, but do not meet the needs of the neighborhoods. Vehicles traveling east on Indian Arrow Road are required to stop at Penetanguishene Road. Changing that would have to meet criteria within the OTM on regulatory signs. The OTM warrant is based on volume, collision history and stopping sight distance at the intersection. City staff did a traffic count at the intersection last March. All-way warrants are 350 vehicles during the busiest hour, while 84 vehicles were recorded in the peak hour at Penetanguishene and Indian Arrow Roads. The collision warrant is 4 crashes during 3 years, while no collisions have been recorded here in the last 3 years. And to meet warrant, visibility has to be less than 105 meters. There are no visibility restrictions at this intersection. City staff say property owners have said speeding vehicles are the main reason for the request for all-way stop signs there. The city did a survey of 18 property owners there and received 10 responses. 9 wanted all-way stops, 1 favored the status quo. Staff have considered the speeding concern, but don't support the installation of an all-way stop because the OTM states all-way stop controls should not be used as a speed control device. Unwarranted all-way stops create operational and safety concerns for both pedestrians and vehicles entering the intersection, staff say. They also make drivers feel the stop is unnecessary and motorists do not comply with the stop control. City staff have implemented temporary speed cushions on Indian Arrow Road in an effort to address speeding concerns in the area. Staff will continue to monitor traffic operations at this intersection.